I was looking on Monday, just sharing some thoughts about, you know, once again, that Sunday was Palm Sunday, that day that, you know, we see the multitudes waving those palm branches and throwing their coats down before Jesus as he makes that grand entrance into Israel. And this is the moment that it's leading up to. I mean, this is the culmination of Jesus's purpose for becoming God incarnate, for God himself to become flesh. And here is the culmination of his whole life right before him. He's entering into that time, to that place, to Jerusalem, to make and become that sacrifice for all man's sin, to give us freedom and liberty that we otherwise wouldn't have, to defeat, to overcome sin and death, and to take those keys of sin and death. So this is where he's headed, and as he's doing that, we see this great praise being lifted up. And so Palm Sunday, as we head towards this week being Resurrection Sunday, Palm Sunday is that time that we see all those praises, and it reminds us of the importance of praise, the power, the significance of praise, and how we should be all the time. Each of us should be lifting up praise to Jesus Christ. Today, you should be praying. It doesn't matter what you see. Oftentimes, we determine whether or not, well, not oftentimes, I would say almost all the time, we determine whether or not to offer up praises, whether or not to say thank you to Jesus, whether or not to lift him up and glorify him based upon what we see and experience in this life and the circumstances and the situations that we deal with on a daily basis. And so when all of a sudden things work out great and we can see his hand in things, we praise him and we say thank you. I hope we do. Sadly, too many times we don't even praise him then. But it's easy for us to praise him when we see things are working, when we see things are good, when we're experiencing fullness in all the areas of our life. Our family's happy, our marriage is good, our finances are there, we have a job, our health is good, we get a good report from the doctors. You know, these are the times that it's easy for us to say thank you, Jesus. Easy for us to praise him. And symbolically, like all those multitudes, and leading into Jerusalem, you know, waving those palm branches, saying our words of praise, thanking him. It's easy to do when those are the circumstances. But you know what? The truth is, we need to be praising him today, every day. It doesn't matter what it looks like. It doesn't matter what circumstances may seem. See, the thing is, and here's one of the keys to becoming a believer that walks in the victories of Jesus Christ. You know, the true overcomer is the one that is praising the name of Jesus, lifting him up, edifying him, exalting the name of Jesus, magnifying Jesus by your words on a daily basis. Regardless of what you see taking place in your life, regardless of whether your situation is good or bad, not waiting for those times when you see great things happen, but even in the high times, the low times, whatever might be going on, praising his name. Because this is one of the keys. This is one of the keys to our living successfully and overcoming, as overcoming believers in our life. Praise is strength. Praise gives us strength to go through those hard times. I would say that when you're going through those hard times, it's probably more important to you at that moment to be praising God than it is to be praising God when you're walking in those victories, or when you get that good report from the doctor, or when you just get that job you've been waiting for, or whatever might be taking place in your life. Those times it's easy to praise God. Not only is it not easy, it doesn't even cross our minds to praise God when things are rough, when there's a struggle, when there's a battle, when the finances aren't there, when the doctor gives you a report that's contrary to what you were believing, when your marriage all of a sudden is struggling, when your family isn't happy or content, when the job is an issue, when your emotions are not under control, when all of those things are happening, it never even dawns on us. It doesn't cross our mind to praise the name of Jesus and lift him up. But truly, that is the time, more so than when you're walking in victory, that is the time that you need to be praising God. Now, we praise him when we see those great things because he's worthy of praise. And we should acknowledge all the things that he's done. But when you need praise is when you're in those depths of despair, when you're facing defeat, when all of a sudden life seems to be overwhelming you, when the circumstances of this world are totally out of alignment with the promises that you're holding steadfast to as a believer. That's when you need to be praising Jesus. Because praise is your strength. You draw strength from praising him. I know it seems contrary. And you can hear me say that and you can think to yourself, I just don't believe that. You know, that's just one of those platitudes that that are thrown out there amongst Christians and the body of Christ, I just don't believe it. Well, then you'll never experience it. But the truth of the matter is, if you need strength, praise is strength. It's when you're praising Him, that's when you get strong. That's when you feel the strength of the Lord surging through you and surging through your circumstances. That's when you have the ability to stand when otherwise you could not. That's when you have the ability to stand as an overcomer and see the victory come to pass. Because when those waves of trouble come, when those bad times and those hard times start to assail you, when those times of trouble come, one of two things is going to take place. You're either going to be washed away. Those waves are going to take you and rush you out to sea, and you'll be destroyed. Or you're going to stand. You're going to stand victorious, and you're going to overcome. You're going to be strong and stronger than those waves that will not take you away. It's one of those two. When the waves of life start to rail and start to roll against you, you're either going to win or lose. You're either going to be stronger than they are, or you're going to be weaker and taken away. That's when you need strength. And strength comes from praising Him. I know it seems counterintuitive, but that's the way it is in all things in the Word of God. They don't make sense to our natural mind because it's your natural mind. Your natural mind is tied to this world. And this is a fallen world. That's why the Bible says the heart's deceitfully wicked. You know, in your mind, if you just trust in your natural mind, you're going to be deceived and you're going to be overwhelmed. You're going to be walking on the wrong side of victory all the time. You won't experience that strength and you won't experience that victory. It's Wednesday, the day that we're heading towards Resurrection Sunday. You can look around and you can listen to the news reports and hear the economy is bad. You can listen to the news reports and hear about human beings, even here in this area of Northwest Ohio, doing horrible things to one another. You can listen to just what's taking place. Listen to the world around you and you can be discouraged. And you can look at your own life and you can say, this is not what I planned. It's not supposed to be like this. I'm a believer in Jesus Christ. There's supposed to be victories, not defeats. There's supposed to be overcoming victories. There's supposed to be the supernatural, the miraculous. These are the things that I've read in the Bible. This is what it's supposed to be, but this is not what it is. You can look at your life, and all of us can probably say that in certain areas of our life. This is not the way it's supposed to be. Well, then the question that you have to deal with at that moment is, so what are you going to do now? Because you can keep doing the same things you've always done and keep experiencing the frustrations and the disappointments. You can keep doing those same things, or you can choose to do something different. And when the Word of God offers to us the suggestion that praise is strength, and it seems contrary to our natural mind, and it seems contrary to the logic, and when your body, your soul itself says, I don't want to praise God. I don't feel like praising Him. Why should I praise God? My finances are a mess. My marriage is in trouble. My job is in question. I have these medical problems. My kids are rebellious. You can go through the whole list of whatever it is that you might be dealing with and say, why would I praise God? Nothing is working. It's because we don't praise God only when things are working. The reality is, Jesus Christ is worthy of our praise every single moment. And the Word instructs us to praise Him all the time. The Word doesn't say just praise Him when things are good. It just says praise Him. And praise Him we shall. We should. If you want to become an overcomer, if you want to see the circumstances change in your life, you need to start praising Him now. Even though your mind says, well, I don't feel like praising Him at all. I don't feel any praise in my heart. That's when you start praising Him anyway. Because He's worthy of praise, and it's this praise that brings us the strength that we need to become overcomers. Praise is strength. I can show you different places throughout the Word of God that verify that praise is strength. So then here's a question for you and your mind to ask yourself, and ask yourself this seriously. When was the last time that you, either publicly or privately, just spontaneously. Thank you, Jesus. You are so good, Jesus. I love you. Thank you for your love. Thank you for all that you've done. Thank you for your victories. I praise you. I lift you up. Thank you, Jesus. You are good. You are good. Your love is great. When's the last time you just said, thank you, Jesus? I love you. Not because of what you gave and what you received, not because of what you had, not because something was all of a sudden evident to you as his hand providing victory, but just spontaneously and perhaps even at those difficult times. When's the last time that you've said, I don't just mean praising him on Sunday morning when the praise and worship is. Thank God for that. That's great. But that's supposed to get you warmed up. That's not supposed to be the main event for your praise. That's supposed to just kind of get you moving in the right direction and stirred up in that area. That's not supposed to be the climax. That's not the culmination. That's supposed to get you going so that when you leave church on Sundays, you can be praising him Monday, Tuesday, all through the week. You can be praising him with that same attitude. It's supposed to stir you up. It's not the highlight and the pinnacle. So when's the last time that I said, thank you, Jesus? If you can't remember the last time, don't beat yourself up. You know, that's truthfully, that's the way most people in the body of Christ are. It's easy to fall out of that habit. And once you fall out of that habit, boy, time goes by fast. Don't beat yourself up for it. But make note of it. I mean, if you can't remember the last time that you just said, praise your Jesus. Thank you, I love you, Jesus. Not because somebody led you, not because it was part of a corporate effort, but just because you, as an individual, as the creation of Jesus Christ, and as one that Jesus loves and laid his life down for, that you said, thank you, Jesus. When's the last time that that happened? If you can't remember, then don't beat yourself up for it, but make a mental note of that and say to yourself, I've got to make some changes. Because praise is strength. There's a psalm, and be patient with me because I wasn't going to go here today, so I got to turn to it. This is from the King James Bible. See if I can do this from memory. This is Psalm number 8. Verse number 2, it says, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightst still the enemy and the avenger. Okay, just listen and think about that. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength. So from the mouth comes strength. This is talking about praise. From the mouth comes strength. You've ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. Now, I just want you to think about that for a second. Now, hopefully I can find this other verse. It's either Matthew 16 or Matthew 21. I'm pretty sure. Okay, Matthew 16 is not it. So we're going to go to Matthew 21. And if I can't find it, I'll just tell you what it says. All right, so this is Matthew 21, verse number 16. And again, this is from the King James. It says, and said unto him, hearest thou what these say? And Jesus said, yea, have you never heard? Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings thou hast perfected praise. I want you to notice something here. In Matthew 21, this is Jesus. And Jesus is quoting the psalmist because he's saying, yeah, have you never heard? In other words, I'm taking you back to Psalm number 8. I'm taking you back to what the psalmist said. Have you not heard? That he said, now listen to this carefully. Out of the mouths of babes and sucklings, thou hast perfected praise. So that's Jesus. And he's saying, I'm quoting to you. Didn't you hear it? Let me quote it to you. This is what the psalmist said. And it goes back to Psalm 8, verse number 2. Now let me read to you Psalm 8, verse 2 once again. This is what Jesus was quoting. Out of the mouths of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. Let me just read that first part. Because that's what Jesus was saying. Out of the mouths of babes and sucklings, thou hast ordained strength. So what the psalmist said was, out of the mouths of babes and sucklings, you have ordained strength. That's what the psalmist said. But now here's Jesus, as Jesus is quoting this, and he says, hey, haven't you heard this? Let me tell you what it said. Here's what the psalmist said. Out of the mouths of babes and sucklings, thou hast... I got to find it. Wait a minute. out of the babes, out of the mouths of babes and sucklings, thou hast perfected praise. Do you hear the difference? See, Jesus is quoting the psalmist, and the psalmist said, you have ordained strength. But when Jesus quotes it, he says, have you never heard this? They said, out of the mouths of babes and sucklings, you have ordained praise. Well, wait a minute. It sounds like Jesus misquoted the psalmist. No. Jesus is the Word. He is the Word. This whole Bible is Him. So what is here? This is Him. He is the Word. So it's not wrong. So if Jesus took what the psalmist said as strength, and when he quoted it, he said the word praise, that means strength and praise are synonymous. They're the same thing. Those two words have the same meaning. In that context, those two words have the exact same meaning. Praise is strength. Jesus is saying there is strength that you get when you praise Him. Have you not seen this? Have you not heard this? This is what, you know, comes against the enemy, against the avenger. This is what gives you strength. Praise is what gives you strength. If you've not spoken words of praise, I just want you to think about, again, Palm Sunday was Sunday. Think about Jesus being ushered in, and to be ushered into that which was the culmination of His life here in this flesh. There was praise. There had to be praise. It could not be helped. Praise is strength. In your life, no matter what you're facing, I trust, listen, there's no trial that you're going to face today that's going to be anywhere near what Jesus was entering into. And He entered into it with praise. Whatever you're entering into, whatever you're at, praise is what gives you the strength. Praise is your strength. If you haven't praised the name of Jesus in whatever you might be dealing with, if you haven't praised the name of Jesus, today's the day to do so. And as we play the song and wait for you to call, because we do want to pray with you and thank Him in advance for meeting your needs, wherever you are, just with your lips. I don't mean just mentally. I mean you to speak it. There is power in the spoken word. We should be speaking words of praise. And if you've never done it before, do this now. Just thank Him. Say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for your love. Thank you that you loved me enough to lay down your life for me and give me freedom. Thank you, Jesus, for your word. Thank Him for whatever comes into your heart. Because once you start to say thank you and once you start to praise Him, your heart fills up with appreciation, love, and gratitude. And whatever comes to your mind, thank Him for that. Praise Him for those things, because He is worthy of praise, and praise is also strength. He knows that as you praise Him, it's going to strengthen you.